In your righteousness, rescue me and deliver me. Turn your ear to me and save me. I will ever praise you. Good morning. Thank you for joining in this morning, us this morning, on this, the fourth Sunday after Epiphany. My name is Karen Lorenz Dowdle, and I will be leading you this morning as we worship and sing praise to our God. We hope you feel as if you are here with us in person, and we certainly hope you are blessed as you hear the good news of God's love for you. Our order of worship this morning will be the Liturgy for Holy Communion by Marty Hagen. Our cantor this morning is Beth Lasky. Please join us now as we sing our opening hymn, "With the Lord Begin Your Task," hymn number 483 in Lutheran Worship.
Jesus will direct it. For his aid and counsel ask, Jesus will perfect it. Every morn when Jesus rise, and when day is ended, in his name then close your eyes, be to him commanded. Trust and hope repose in the mighty Master, who in wisdom truly knows how to stem disaster. If your task be thus begun with the Savior's blessing, safely then your course will run toward the promise pressing. Good will follow everywhere, while you here must wander. You at last the joy will share in the mansion yonder.
Good morning. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Blessings and greetings to you in the name of Jesus. It's good to be with all of you this morning for worship. It's good to see a fuller house after these last couple of weeks in the yucky weather. What a joy it is to be together to worship, to hear God's word, and to be filled with hope and peace. We are following the order of service as it is printed before you in your bulletin. It's the fourth Sunday after Epiphany. It's the first Sunday of the month, so we'll be following the Haugen setting. A very special word of thanks to Beth Lasky, who's our cantor this morning. We'll continue now with the confession and the absolution as it's before you in your bulletin on page 3. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for us, and for his sake he forgives us of all our sins. As a called and ordained servant of the Word, I therefore forgive you of all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
God has come to dwell with us, to make us people of God, to make all things new. Now the feast and celebration, all of creation sings for joy. To the God of life and love and freedom, praise and glory forevermore.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, increase in us the gifts of faith, hope, and love, and that we may obtain what you promise, make us love what you command, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Today's first reading is from Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 through 10. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I anointed you as a prophet to the nations." "Alas, sovereign Lord," I said, "I do not know how to speak. I am too young." But the Lord said to me, "Do not say I am too young. You must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them. For I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord." Then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, "I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to uproot and tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please join in the responsive reading of Psalm 71 as printed in your worship bulletin.
In you, Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame.
In your righteousness, rescue me and deliver me. Turn your ear to me and save me.
Be my rock of refuge, to which I can always go.
Give the command to me, for you are my rock and my fortress.
Deliver me, my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of those who are evil and cruel.
For you have been my hope, sovereign Lord, my confidence since my youth.
From birth I have relied on you. You brought me forth from my mother's womb.
I will ever praise you. The second reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 13. If I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no records of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, we prophesy in part. But when completeness comes, what is in part disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me. For now we see only a reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part. Then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. Now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. but the greatest of these is love. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia.
Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. Today's Gospel is according to St. Luke, the 4th chapter, verses 21 through 30.
Glory to you, O Lord.
He began by saying to them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his lips. "Isn't this Joseph's son?" they asked. Jesus said to them, "Surely you will quote this proverb for me, 'Physician, heal yourself,' and you will tell me, 'Do here in your hometown what we have heard you have done in Capernaum.' Truly I tell you," he continued, "no prophet is accepted in his hometown. I assure you that there were many widows in Israel in Elijah's time, when the sky was shut for 3.5 years and there was a severe famine throughout the land. Yet Elijah was not sent to any of them, but to a widow in Zephrapath in the region of Sidon. There were many in Israel with leprosy in the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, only Naam the Syrian. All the people in the synagogue were furious when they heard this. They got up, drove him out of the town, and they took him to the brow of the hill on which the hill was built in order to throw him off the cliff. But he walked right through the crowd and went on his way." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Having heard God's word, we confess our faith together now in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please have a seat. Let's join together in the sermon hymn.
Please join us now as we sing our sermon hymn, Glory Be to Jesus, hymn number 98 in Lutheran Worship. This is your Hour with God, broadcast on tape delay from St. John's Lutheran Church, Depew, New York, at exactly 1300 on your AM dial, radio at WXRL.
My dear friends in Christ Jesus, grace and peace to you from God our Father, and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text I chose for the sermon this morning is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 13. That's the second reading that Beth just read for us a few moments ago. This is a fun little fact, maybe. I don't know, maybe you won't find it so fun, but I did. Did you know that according to one source, there are over 10,000 songs on file at the U.S. Copyright Office in Washington, D.C., that begin with the words, "Love is." 10,000 songs on file, the titles of songs that begin with the words, "Love is." So, I dug some of those titles out. And I want you to, I'm going to read the title off, and I want you to try to guess the year that it came out. All right? So here you go. Let's try to have fun, a little fun with this. "Love is Dizziness." So we got 30s up here. We got 60s back there. 20s up here. Keep going. Plus 5, minus 5 now. 1905. "Love is Dizziness." That was a song title from 1905. I don't know why anybody would title a song. Who likes to be dizzy? It's terrible. All right, here we go. Let's keep going. This one gets even better now. "Love is like the influenza." ...1918... ...1930... little less, right in between there, about 1927. There's another one. What was this person thinking? "Love is like the influenza." "Love is like a respiratory virus." Well, love can kill you. Or maybe that's what they were thinking, John. I don't... Huh? See, coming from the nurse. There you go. Love, that was the thought, I bet you. It makes you breathless. All right, ready? "Love is a prescription," just in case you have the influenza or dizziness. What year? No, up. Yep, 40s. 1947. "Love is atomic." Yep, you got it, 1950. "Love is atomic." Now this is where it starts to, well, maybe not this one. "Love is like a glass of champagne." 1952. "Love," here's where it gets a little easier now. "Love is psychedelic." 60s. 1968. "Love is groovy." Pretty close. 1969. "Love is a funky thing." 1976. And we're going to completely skip over the 1980s because, well, maybe that's what should have happened. "Love is blind." 1991. Love. Big topic. 10,000 song titles in the 20th century that had to do with love and what love is. And I think the bottom line is love is crucial. Love is something that we think about often, isn't it? And if there is one thing that our lives and our world could use a little bit more of, it's love. Now, maybe not the dizzy kind of influenza love that these song titles talk about. Or dare I even say this, not necessarily the kind of love as we even define it. You see, after all, left to ourselves and our understanding of love, well, it could be somewhat limited and maybe even a little distorted. Here's what I mean by that. Think about our love sometimes. Our love at times can be sort of self-centered, can't it? Being real with ourselves, that's the way we can operate. Our love sometimes can be more about a feeling than an action. Think about the word love just in and of its nature. Love is a verb, right? Love is something then that we do, first and foremost, right? Think about that for a second. Why is that important? Why is it important for us to understand that love is first something that we do and not first something that we expect to feel? Does that make sense to you? Uh-oh. Love is something we do first, right? And if everybody is loving, then everybody's receiving love. You give love and you get love. It kind of works. Because if, just think about it for a second. If I'm loving, right, you're receiving love. If you're loving, they're receiving love. It's what we do. And if everybody's loving, if it's acting as the verb, then it's happening. And everybody essentially is then receiving it. But love, we can turn it the opposite direction, though. Sometimes we can make it first about a feeling. I need love. You give me love so that I feel. Something we do first. Our love is sometimes conditional. And dare I say, love can even at times be missing. You see, friends, when it comes to love, when it comes to understanding love and defining love, it's important for us to turn to our God. It's important for us to first look to Him by faith. Turn to the one who is love. Look to Him and look to the kind of love that He shares with you and me. Now think about this for a second. The love of our God is a love that's kind and patient, isn't it? Now, we aren't always deserving of love, and that's for sure. But how our God continues over and over and over and over again to pour out His love upon you and me. And how that love is always readily available for us. How our God loves you and me without condition. Our God's love toward us is a love that's forgiving. I suppose it's a kind of love that has a bad memory. And that's all because of our Jesus. Our Jesus who died and rose for us, repentant sinners. You see, friends, because of this love in the flesh, because of Jesus, we have access to forgiveness over and over and over again. Because of this Jesus, we are always united to God's love and we're reconciled. This, our Christ, holds no record of wrong. This love, it has a bad memory then, you see. And how freeing this love is for you and me. And how important it is for us to know and to turn to this love often. This love of our God, it's eternal, always available, and it never, ever ends. You know, as we think about our lives, as we think about our relationships here and on this side of God's kingdom, sometimes love can fade, can't it? Sometimes love can have a way of just kind of fading, and that just happens for whatever reason sometimes. But that's never, ever the case with our God. Never. His love for you and me never fades. His love is always, always there for us. His love becomes for you and me our source of strength, our source of hope, our peace. You see, friends, because of God's love, we have a constant companion. how desperately you and me need this love. In those times in our lives when maybe we feel beat up and alone, there our God is, there His love is, to pick you and me up, to comfort us. In those times when we feel hurt, there our God's love is to heal, to point us to the balm that He is, to point us to the restoration that He can bring to our lives and to our relationships, power to mend, to reconcile, a power given to you and me to forgive past hurts. In those times in our lives when we feel lacking, unloved, or unlovable, there God's love is. In those times when we feel unworthy or inadequate or worthless, there His love is, reminding you and me that we're fearfully and wonderfully made. That's what the psalmist said. We're chosen. We're paid for with a price. We're loved to death, literally. Love, friends, is crucial. But not just any kind of love. God's love. And it's all ours. And it's all ours to share. The Bible tells us that we love because God first loved us, right? And that's important too. As you and I have received God's love, as He loves us first, how you and I are empowered to be then a people of love, to be a people who share love. How important that is for our lives and for our world. To share love, not the kind of love defined by 10,000 song titles, not just any kind of love, but God's love, a forgiving love, a love that's always available to the people that we love, a kind of love like Paul describes, love, patient and kind. Love that isn't arrogant or self-seeking. A love that holds no record of wrong. Love that's grounded in truth and hope. And a love that doesn't throw in the towel, but perseveres because it finds its roots in Christ Jesus. You know just as well as I do that loving sometimes isn't easy. But with our God, who is love, we have just what we need. His presence and His model are ours. His love is just what our lives and our world needs. And I don't think you'll disagree. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Congregation's offerings are now being gathered by the ushers. This morning's radio broadcast is being sponsored by Harold Dutchlander in honor of his brother, Lieutenant Colonel H.C. Dutchlander, United States Marine Corps, retired, and by Harold's sons, Wayne Dutchlander's birthday, and the many blessings the Lord has given this family.
In addition to those who are printed in the prayers in your worship bulletin, please say a special word of prayer for Nancy Sweeney's nephew's friend, Mindy, who was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. For Bob and Tony Chapman's son-in-law, Vernon, who's going to be having some cancer surgery. For Alyssa and Justin Walzak's dad, Frank, he was taken to the hospital yesterday with some abdominal-type issues. For Nancy Sweeney's cousin, Faye, who was recently diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. And last but not least, for Jim Kless and his family at the death of... Where's Jim? Kathy, do you know, was it an aunt, godmother?
Sister.
What's her name?
Grace.
All right, so for Aunt Grace, so we say a special word of prayer for Jim and Kathy and the rest of the family. Let's pray.
Gracious Lord, in your righteousness, deliver us and rescue us. Incline your ear to us and save us. Be our rock of refuge. Forgive our sins. Enable us to reflect your love that is patient and kind, does not envy or boast, is not arrogant or rude, and does not insist on its own way. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious Lord, preserve your church from schism. Unify your people by your word of truth. Guide our leaders of our Synod Union, especially Matthew, our Synod President, Chris, our District President, and Jeff, our Circuit Visitor. Grant to them wisdom and faithfulness. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious Lord, care for the men, women, and children of the Church. Be their rock and fortress in every time of difficulty. We pray especially for the Lang, LaPlante, Lasky, Lawrence, Lee families, and all others in our congregation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious Lord, bless our nation, state, and communities. Protect our civil leaders from harm and direct their decisions so that we and people everywhere can enjoy your good gifts in this world and serve you in peace. Guard the members of our military and comfort them with the promise of your presence. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious Lord, give steadfast faith and confident courage to Christians who are being persecuted, especially those who are asked to sacrifice their lives for you and for the gospel. Rescue them from the hands of the wicked and focus their eyes and our eyes back to your cross and empty tomb, as well as forward to resurrection life with you. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious Lord, your Son laid his hand on those with diseases and healed them, so we beg you to heal those we love. Come to the aid of Mindy, Vernon, Frank, Faye, and Grace, and all who are sick and suffering. Comfort Jim and family and all who mourn. To all people who are struggling in life, grant faith in Christ and peace in the midst of their troubles. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious Lord, we praise you for all who live and died with faith in Christ and now rest in your presence. Unite us with your Son, with those saints as we eat and drink Christ's life-giving blood, body and blood at this altar. Grant to us repentant hearts as we receive your gifts and strengthen us to care for the needs of others the way our Savior Jesus cared for us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious Lord, you are our hope and our trust. Be not far from us. Make haste to help us and all those for whom we pray. For we plead for your mercy through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
So with you,
lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify his glorious name, evermore appraising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy are you, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are filled with your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in your name. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth. In mercy for our fallen world, you gave your only begotten Son, that all those who believe in him should not perish but have eternal life. We give thanks to you for the salvation you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Send now your Holy Spirit into our hearts, that we may receive our Lord with a living faith as he comes to us in his Holy Supper. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. And we pray together now as our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he gave it to the disciples, saying, Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way, also after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. As we've received God's peace into our hearts and our minds, we share an expression of peace with one another. Peace be with you.
As those who are worshiping now turn to one another and exchange the church's ancient greeting of the peace of the Lord, the pastor and members of St. John's ask God to send his peace into your hearts as well. The peace that God gives us is a peace beyond human understanding and a peace that is eternal. Pass this peace on to someone else today. As a people of St. John's, come forward to the altar to receive the assurance of Christ's forgiveness and strength for the days ahead through the sacrament of Holy Communion. The congregation will sing three hymns. The first hymn during the distribution of the Holy Sacrament is Lord Jesus Christ, You Have Prepared, hymn number 246 in Lutheran Worship.
Share his love with one another.
Please join us now as we sing our second communion hymn, Shall We Gather at the River? People of St. John's are glad you have joined with us in our worship this morning. St. John's Church is located in the center of Depew, one block northeast of the intersection of Transit and Broadway at 67 Litchfield Avenue. As Lutherans, we believe that we are being saved by the grace of God alone, that we know about that grace from Scripture alone, and that God's grace acts in and to us only through our faith. Please worship with us in person in the near future. Our building is handicapped accessible. If you would like more information about St. John's or about our faith as Lutheran Christians, please write to us. We also welcome your comments and suggestions about our broadcast. If you would like to help sponsor one of our broadcasts, we would welcome your support. Write or call our church office for information. Our address again is 67 Litchfield Avenue, Depew, New York, 14043. You can also email us. Our email address is stjohnslutheranchurch.office@gmail.com. All in small letters. This is your announcer, Karen Lorenz Dowdle, wishing you God's protection and care for you in the days ahead. God bless you all.
Lord.
We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. My friends, receive the blessing of the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Saints have dwelt secure. Sufficient is your arm alone, and our defense is sure. Before the hills in order stood, or earth received her frame, some everlasting, you are God, to endless years the same. A thousand ages in your sight are like an evening gone, short as the watch that ends the night before the rising sun. Time like an ever-rolling stream soon bears us all away. Forgotten as the dream flies at the opening day. To come, still be our guard while troubles last, and our eternal hope.
Please have a seat for a moment. Good morning again. Good to see you. Good to worship with you this morning. What a blessing it is to be together on this this beautiful day that God has given us. The sun is bursting through
the windows, no doubt, but
the sun is bursting in this place just as well. Quick couple of things for you before you go.
Kim Martino asked for an announcement to be made that there's a family ministry event that's going to be taking place on February 9th. So that's what, next Saturday? Next Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon at Billy B's in the Galleria Mall. $10 per kid. There'll be a sign-up sheet for it. Is it up there already?
There's a sign-up sheet on the bulletin board if you're interested in attending that. Or you can text Kim directly. Her number is going to be on the flyer that I hang up out there in just a minute. So, that's next Saturday from 10 to 12. Your year-end financial statements, those are on the table in the fellowship area, so make sure you grab those before you go. The February journal is out on the table. Since we are no longer mailing those journals out, there's no need for labels on them, so just grab one. They're in the bin there, so you don't have to flip through them and try to find yours. Make sure you just grab it before you go. This coming Wednesday, 6 o'clock, Joe? Wednesday, 6 o'clock? 7:30, sorry. That's why I was looking at you, because I couldn't remember. Joe has a concert at the Riviera Theater. 7:30 on Wednesday for anybody that might be interested in attending that. If we have folks from St. John's that perhaps want to carpool and try to work a way to get out to see the concert, we can try to figure that out. I heard last time it was awesome, and I'm hoping that I can go Wednesday, Joe. For anybody else that might be interested in that, remarkable concert, and what a nice way to show our support to one of our family members. So, again, that's Wednesday at 7:30. What else am I supposed to tell you? Free will offering. We've been mentioning for the last couple of weeks now that we would be having a free will offering today. To benefit Betty Cavalieri Sisters Church in Paradise, California. So if you'd like to participate in that free will offering, there is a plate in the back of the church, and we'll make sure that any funds that are received will be directed to that church in California. All right, so again, the plate's in the back of the church if you'd like to participate in that. Last thing, I think, Shirley's birthday. I didn't forget you. I just saw you in my eye. So, Shirley's birthday is today. Friday. What is it?
It was Friday.
So, let's sing happy birthday to Shirley. All right, ready? Brad?
Uh-oh. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Shirley. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Happy birthday, Shirley. God's blessings to you and lots more happy, healthy years to you. All right, one last thing that I did forget, and I knew there was something, and I saw him in my eye. Brad's got a quick little announcement for us.
It's actually two announcements. First, I'm 62 years old, so I never miss a chance to go to the bathroom. While in there, I encountered this telephone. So if you, like me, found your way to the bathroom this morning, you may want to see me after. It has a silver back, Voflovin, or something on the back. And my thing doesn't do anything to it. So, okay. Also, as a 62-year-old man, if you're not aware of it, Beth and I retired at the end of last year. Given that we expect to be traveling a fair amount this year, we talked it over and decided that after Easter that I would be relinquishing my staff position as the leader of the contemporary worship band. I'll still be playing in the band whenever I'm in town. I just anticipate being gone a lot, and it seemed kind of unfair to have a paid position while being gone a lot and putting the responsibility on volunteers. So someone else will be taking up the mantle on that. But in the interim, the band has kind of winnowed down in terms of instrumentalists particularly. And so it's in the bulletin, and it will be every week. We're looking for guitar players of all types, that's acoustic, electric, and bass, keyboard players, and frankly, any other instruments that we can work into the band. We're always interested in singers, of course, but particularly with instrumentalists. If you have any interest, my number is in the bulletin. You can text me or email me. Probably just have you show up on a Wednesday rehearsal and see how you fit and how you feel like you fit. The one thing I ask people to remember is that it's not performance, it is leading God's people in worship. So if you come and audition and we decide between us that it isn't working out, it has to do with your talent, it has to do with our ability to not distract from the worship of the church. Thank you very much. Come get your phone.
Leadership.